if you're selling every part of it, it allows you to get the absolute maximum benefit of everything that you produce. So you're not just grazing for a couple of years until the deer's ready and then using just a little bit of it and flicking the rest away. You're actually optimising the whole of your production. So that's what we value, that's what we try to do.
On Jill Vella's deer farm in Victoria's Gippsland, not one part of the animal goes to waste. She's got steady demand for her venison from Melbourne restaurants, but that's only a small part of this farm's business. The real money comes from the sale of the antlers, the tendons in the legs, and the dried deer penises, all highly prized ingredients in Chinese medicine. Hello, I'm Bridget Fitzgerald. Jill and her husband Michael certainly know how to value add.
We've got 120 acres, or just over 40 hectares here, and we farm deer. And we've been farming deer for well over 30 years now. They're easy to manage. They don't require any of the things you have to do for sheep, like foot pairing or shearing, or and little of the stuff also you need to do to cattle. So we don't castrate them. They're the boys are boys, because otherwise they wouldn't grow their antlers. And we do use their antlers for Chinese medicine.
We head inside a cold room where Jill stores the deer products ready for sale. I recognise the antlers, but there's some very strange-looking objects stored in plastic boxes on the floor. What else do you do here, and what do
Would
you use
like
the antlers
to see
for?
My box of penises, for instance.
Let's go. Let's do it. I've never been invited to see a box of penises, so let's do it.
This is great when I have school brews here. Yeah, have a look at these. See, that's a box of dried penises.
Oh, that is not what I expected them to look like. So they look just more or less like twigs. They kind of just look like sticks that have just come off a tree or something, or been burnt. And can I ask what the penises are used for?
I think that's Chinese Viagra. I really think that one's the aphrodisiac.
Okay, that makes sense.
In fact, when Viagra sort of became widely available, we couldn't give the things away, but they've gone back to it because I think if they do work, and I guess they do, it's a gentler and more natural way of getting the things that they think they're getting. These are deer tendons. Now, again, I can't make enough of those in Australia, so they're all imported from New Zealand. So these are deer antlers. These are from our main red stag. So he's got 12 points, which makes him awesome. So we get deer antlers off the heads of the male deer. And right in front of me, I've got a rather large set of antlers that are fully calcified. So they're fully grown, they've dyed, the bone bits left. The deer has polished the tips quite carefully to make them sharp. And these are what he puts holes in his rivals when he's gathering his harem together during the breeding season. So he starts to yell a lot. He rolls in the mud. He wee's on his face, which is interesting to watch.
His own face?
Yes.
How does
and
that
his chin. He sort of goes like, no, I'm not going to demonstrate
it. Can I just describe there was a slight squatting down motion?
Yeah. And, you know, it's all good. He makes himself smell absolutely gorgeous. He's all muddy, and so he's spiked up his hair, and he's wearing these enormous things on his head. And the enormous things on his head will guarantee him breeding success or not. We use the antlers, but we don't use them in this state. This is no good to us at all. They're only, you know, gorgeous decorator items. But while they're growing, and they're sort of like this shape, she says with her finger on radio so no one can see.
So the curve.
So it's, while everything's really short and round and fluffy, it's still got a skin on it and it's blood in it and it's growing bone. So it's taken off with an analgesic under veterinary supervision. And that's a product that has been used in Chinese medicine for 5,000 years. It's highly regarded, extremely expensive, well, some parts of it are, and we sell it all around Australia.
And so what exactly does it do as a medicine?
The Chinese believe that it's a really good tonic. It's a yang tonic. So it's one of the few ways you can get a warming medicine. So it's important in winter. It's important for growing boys. And it's important if you've ever had a physical setback, you can take it and you will build up your strength again.
For Jill Vella, evaluating these deer products doesn't just make sense. She believes it's the right way to farm.
It's our farming ethos that we believe in sustainable, natural, free range. You know, let them have good lives and then kill them humanely and be grateful and don't waste anything.